This is Creekside Sports with Daniel Shirley and Steve Norris.
Welcome in, Daniel and Steve, for the last time in 2025.
That's right.
Steve will not be here. Yeah. Yeah, Steve won't be here the next week and a half. And then we will be off. Kind of our plan for the holidays is we will be here through the 23rd, which is my 55th birthday. I start getting discounts now.
I had mine on the 30th of September.
I can't wait for my first movie when I go to the theater and say, give me that senior discount.
Oh, do we get that now?
Oh, sure.
Oh, I thought that was at 65.
I think it's 55.
Well, maybe it is.
If it's 65, I'm going to be greatly disappointed.
I thought that was the speed limit Sammy Hagar couldn't drive.
Yes. So, and then we will be out until January 5th. So,
yeah. Long time.
Yeah. So, and then we will, you know, we'll start rocking and rolling again after the new year. But Steve's going to be out for a while.
I got to get my shoulder.
Starting tomorrow. Is your surgery tomorrow?
Thursday.
Okay.
But Thursday morning.
Right.
So that's why.
You got work tomorrow, and then
I got a work thing tomorrow. I got to take care of before I go. You know, before I'm out of the office for a little bit.
Right. So, are you going to be out of the office there until January 2?
Maybe. Probably not.
Because y'all don't shut down the office during.
No, we don't shut the office.
Yeah.
But
because a lot of people take that week as a a lot of businesses will take that week off for holidays or something.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if you'll
Shameless plug. Express Employment Professionals is my business. It's a staff. We're a staffing agency on our own. Yeah, we take federal holidays off.
Right. You'll take Christmas Day off and probably Christmas Eve.
But it's amazing how people will still call us.
Yeah.
but it's Christmas Day. See, I have it set up where if someone calls the office and we don't answer, the system, they can leave a voicemail, and the system will automatically generate an email,
transcript.
Transcript. Yeah, they transcribe. Yeah. Anyway, I get it. Everybody in my office gets an email of what it is. And it's amazing. Like, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, a lot of people call in. Hey, I'm just seeing if y'all have any jobs.
Not today, we don't.
Not today.
We'll call you back tomorrow. On the 26th.
Yeah, some people are just trying to satisfy that they're looking for work.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, anyway.
Have you ever been to the unemployment office?
Of course.
I have twice in my life. Once when I was in college. I don't remember why I went when I was in college, but I went. And then when I was at the Telegraph, they put us on furlough.
Mm-hmm.
And we could go to the unemployment office and turn in paperwork and get some money when we were on furlough.
That happened to me.
Did it?
Yeah. After I bought my house over there when I lived near you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The pharmaceutical company I worked for laid just about everybody off. And it didn't even occur to me to go apply for unemployment. And I was talking to my dad, about a week after it happened. And he said, have you filed for unemployment yet? And I'm like, and you know it is. An idiot pride thing. And I was like, no, I'm looking for a job. I don't need that. He goes, no, Steve, you've been paying into it. It's your money.
It's your money.
Go get it, dummy.
Right. Well, it's like Social Security. That's our money.
Correct.
You know, if you want to end Social Security, then give me back all my money I've been paying since I was 18.
Correct. And now, the thing is, you go and apply for it, there are some stipulations.
Sure.
Like I had to go to a resume writing class, and I was like,
did you really?
Yes. I had, and it's the most boring class in the world.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, you have to attend, class a week.
You have to be putting forth the work.
Right. You got to show that, you know, you're looking for it, which, I mean, I definitely was. I just bought a house.
Yeah.
I was single, but anyway.
And you came and worked at the Telegraph.
Huh?
Then you came and worked at the Telegraph.
Yeah, I did. Well, I was trying to, you know how it is. I was just trying to make extra money thankfully, I finally got on with, you know, a good company and got a good job and everything. But I appreciated the fact that you let me come in and do that. And
that was fun.
It was fun. That was when Ron Seibel was there. And,
right. Brett Harrison.
Coley was there.
Coley Harvey.
He wasn't in there much, but.
Right, because he was covering Georgia Tech for us.
Yeah.
David Hale worked for us, Jonathan Heater.
Yeah,
David was in Athens, but.
Yeah.
Jonathan, and we had a good group. We had a really good group.
Yeah, it was fun, guy. Fun group.
It was a lot of fun. So we will be here through the 23rd. Mm-hmm. Then we'll be off the rest of that week. And then the station, just we take off the week between, speaking of taking off the week between Christmas and and New Year's, we will do that. Well, then New Year's Day is on a Thursday. Second's on a Friday. There's no reason to come back on one day.
No.
So we'll come back on the 5th. Actually, the 2nd is my anniversary, my wedding anniversary. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to be off on my wedding anniversary this year. So, and I took off for the athletic, too.
I'll always remember when you got married, 1998, right?
1999. Wait.
Oh, 99. Yeah, because it was the national. It was the 98 season.
Yeah, it's the 99.
That
game.
Story where you went to the restaurant or whatever it was, nobody's in there.
Only two people in there.
Yeah, because the national championship game was on.
It was Tennessee and Florida State.
Yeah.
And we didn't have. We had both moved to Anderson to work at the newspaper. And we moved in June. So we didn't have much vacation built up, right? Back then, you had to build up vacation. You had to be there a year and all that stuff to get a full week of vacation, at least in newspapers.
Right.
Well, we'd only been there 6 months, so we both had like 3.5 days of vacation. So we just took a long weekend after our wedding. I think we were both off. I mean, we got married on Saturday. I think we were both off till like Tuesday or something. Mm-hmm. But we just went to the mountains in Tennessee.
Yeah.
And we were the only – it's so funny – we drove up Sunday, right, after the wedding. That's the day the 49ers beat the Packers in the playoffs and Terrell Owens caught the pass in the end zone.
Yeah, I remember
that. And he's crying on the sideline.
Yeah.
I didn't watch a second of that game as a 49ers fan.
Wow.
Because we're driving on our honeymoon.
I remember that game very well.
So this is before GPS, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my co-pilot gets us lost in the North Carolina mountains. I mean, I'm sorry, in the Tennessee mountains.
Yeah, and it's easy to get lost.
We ended up at the top of a mountain in North Carolina.
That happened to me with my girlfriend in like 2003, I think.
She does not like me telling that story, but we ended up, we were driving and we're on top of a mountain and it's snowing and we're going 10 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come down at the top of the mountain, and we pass a North Carolina state sign. I went, wait, we're in North Carolina? We're supposed to be 60 miles to the west in Tennessee.
Yeah.
How did we end this far? And oh, my God.
You kids today, this GPS, you have no idea.
You're right. Having to actually have a map out. And
yes, the old RAND.
Yeah.
What were they called, those maps?
Yeah.
Atlas or something. Anyway, that happened to me, too. We were going to the Nantahala. Or something like that. Now, it wasn't in the winter.
Right.
But
this was January 2nd, January 3rd, and it was snowing in the mountains in North Carolina.
Yeah, we didn't have it that bad.
And I'm like white knuckling all the way down the side of this mountain driving. Because it was dark, and it's snowing. I can't
and
see.
And all those roads look the same.
I don't want to run off the side of the mountain.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Nah.
It was a wild, wild, wild weekend. Hopefully we won't have any more of that. GPS, man. Now you just punch in your GPS. And I'm a GPS nerd now. Like, I will punch in the GPS. I know exactly where I'm going. Like, last week I had to go to Albany, or 2 weeks ago I had to go to Albany.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly how to get there.
Yeah.
But I will turn the GPS on. I want to know if there's any, like, wrecks.
Correct. Right.
But I want to know, it's going to take me an hour and 17 minutes to get there? Okay, let's see. Exactly. And my wife's like, turn the damn thing off. You're looking at it every 2 seconds. You know where we're going, you know?
But you're right. Turn it on just to see if there's any wrecks.
Absolutely. But I leave
it
on.
If it's telling me to go a different way than normal, or saying it's a two and...
If it like says it's 2.5 hours,
something's up.
Right, right. So, but I will turn on the GPS. I mean, not driving around town, but I do. I tell you this, when I come here in the morning and when I go home, I turn the GPS on to see if 75 is blocked.
Yeah, Because there's a good chance.
Because there's
days.
A pretty good chance.
Yeah.
I got a notification yesterday. It wasn't GPS, but it was on an email service I'm on. It said that there was a bad wreck on 75, and then it was blocked. I was already home, so I didn't care. But,
yeah.
You know, I use that stuff. I don't care. I don't want to be sitting still if I've got somewhere to be. You know, I'd rather be driving slower through a town off the interstate than sitting still on the interstate. I've got no patience for
you.
That.
Know, it'd be nice to get a notification. If you could set up something like between exit 150 or 149 and exit 181, let me know. Just send me a notification to my phone. There's a wreck.
Right. Get off
near exit 172. Just letting you know. Even if I'm in Warner Robins.
Right.
Or a home.
Yeah.
Just something pops up. Wreck.
And it's bad. Man.
Causing backup.
It's.
Because it sucks when you get out there and you don't do the GPS thing.
Right.
And
oh.
You hit it and you go, oh, man.
I had to pick Laura up at the airport last week after she flew back overnight, Thanksgiving night into Friday morning. She landed at 5 o'clock. So she's like, don't pick me up at 5 o'clock. Just come at 6:30. I'll eat breakfast or do something here in the airport. Well, I didn't want to leave here at 6:30 because she said, just pick me up at 7. Well, I didn't want to leave here at 6 because that's when rush hour traffic starts hitting Atlanta. You know? So I'm like, no, screw it. I'm just gonna go at 5. And I got there left at 3:45. And I got there at 5, and I walked in the airport. She's like, why are you already here? I told you not to come so early. I said, well, I didn't want to sit in traffic.
Yeah.
But it took me 1 hour and 8 minutes to get to the airport.
Yeah.
And it was so nice because there was no traffic.
We hope you're enjoying Creekside traffic here on 100.9 The Creek.
Yeah, let's take a break. Well, actually, speaking of jobs, I do want to talk. We don't really have anything to talk about today as far as, like,
I've got a couple of things.
Games. Like, there's no games, like, today, right?
Right.
And Clay is not going to be on today. Clay's sick, so we're not going to have Clay on. But you've got some things to talk about. I do want to talk about the coaching hires, like the coaching carousel. But
a lot of them.
And we could talk about what you want to talk about as well. So let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll actually talk some sports.
Hey.
We'll do that right after this.
Howdy, y'all. This is the Deem the Artist. And don't you dare touch that dial because you're listening to 100.9 The Creek.
Are you battling moisture and mold or musty smells in central Georgia? Your home is your haven. Let us keep it safe and sound with the Trench Guys. Specializing in crawl space encapsulation, we are the shield against moisture, ensuring your foundation stands strong. Don't wait until it's too late. Call the Trench Guys today at 478-707-7799 for your free inspection. Trench Guys, your first line of defense against moisture. The Trench Guys, we dig it.
Bob Dylan, The Rough and Rowdy Ways Tour. April 22nd, Macon City Auditorium. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at bobdylan.com. Bob Dylan, live on stage. Show will start promptly at 8 p.m.
Tired of scrubbing your bathroom for hours? Switch to Otoban Foaming Bathroom Cleaner. This powerful foaming spray clings to tubs, sinks, toilets, and tile, cutting through soap scum, hard water stains, and grime. No hard scrubbing needed. And with its mountain fresh scent, your bathroom isn't just clean, it smells crisp and invigorating. Made right here in Middle Georgia, get yours now at the Home Depot. For a full list of Otoban products and retailers, visit Otoban.com. That's Odoban.com. Make life fresh with Otoban.
Hey, it's Daniel Shirley from Creekside Sports. If you can't tune into the show or you want to go back and listen again, you can now get Creekside Sports as a podcast. Every day you'll get our daily show delivered to you, plus several times a week I record a second hour with additional in-depth interviews with writers, experts, and friends. Creekside Sports, the podcast, is available on all major platforms. Subscribe now and never miss a show.
Since 1971, Grant's Lounge, the birthplace of Southern Rock, has been ground zero for live music in Macon, Georgia. Enjoy the all-new food menu featuring Nashville Hot Chicken Tenders, the Grant's Burger, and, of course, the famous Pork Chop Sandwich. Kick off every week Wednesday with the Songwriters Showcase at 7:30. And Thursday, enjoy Happy Hour followed by karaoke presented by Fresh Produce Records. Get ready to jam this first Friday with K-Mo and Friends at 9. And Saturday, enjoy live music with Ashes and Shy Company. And don't forget about these upcoming shows. Friday, December 12th, Sam Morrow and Sweet Diesel. Friday, December 19th, Evan Bensel. And Saturday, December 20th, A Very Jerry Christmas 7 featuring Direwolf. Join us for a show, a cold beer, and a famous pork chop sandwich. And don't forget, if you can't make it down to Grant's, you can bring a taste of Grant's home to you through DoorDash. All new menu items available online now.
Welcome back to Creekside Sports with Daniel Shirley and Steve Norris.
Welcome back. We appreciate everybody.
Now we're talking Creekside Music.
Now we're talking about Creekside. Yeah, this is Creekside Music. I mean, but it does say Creekside Sports in the name of the show.
It does say that.
We got to talk some. We got to talk some sports. I was talking to somebody the other day about this, and David Hale too on the streaming show yesterday. We kind of talked about it. The coaching carousel is still spinning, and I'm getting people texting me about Mike Jacobs at Coastal Carolina, Toledo, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why it impacts us because, look, you know, Florida hires a coach, then Tulane's got to hire a coach. And then, you know, somebody hires Memphis's coach. Arkansas, who we forgot about last week when we were talking about the SEC.
Well,
very forgetful.
Kind of easy.
SEC, Arkansas hires Memphis. This is a better example. Arkansas hires Memphis's coach. Well, then Memphis hires Southern Miss's coach. Now Southern Miss is looking for a coach. And you hear Mike Jacobs' name for that. And you hear Mike Jacobs' name for Toledo. And you hear his name for Coastal Carolina. And I don't know. And look, I hope he doesn't leave unless that's what he wants. I want the best for him. Yes, selfishly, we want him to stay here in Middle Georgia. But we like Coach Jacobs, and if he thinks one of these jobs is better for him, then we want him to do what's best for him. But
and his family.
And his family. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because that's what it really
is. He's
got to
live the life. It's his family and his – right. So you don't hold that against anybody. But it doesn't have to be like Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss. And you want to know why? You want to see an example of why? Go online and Google Iowa State AD reacts to Matt Campbell leaving. Did you see that?
No.
He's talking about Matt Campbell, and he is bawling in tears. I mean, just crying his eyes out. And not because, oh, screw Matt Campbell, he's leaving us. It's like, no, look what Matt Campbell did for us. And look how good of a person he is. Look what he's done for our program, and we're happy for him. We hate that he's leaving.
Yeah.
But you, if you're at Iowa,
we hate we don't have the money to keep him, to stop him from leaving.
Right. But also, if you're at Iowa State and you got to go, yeah, I mean, Penn State comes calling, you got to go.
It's a step up.
Right. Look, I told you last week there was some talk that Kalen DeBoer might go to Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
And if he left and Alabama's open, well, if Alabama came calling, Dabo Swinney's probably going to go. I mean, it's his home.
Especially right now.
There might be a good chance now that he won't because of he's been at Clemson for so long. But 10 years ago, if Alabama would have come calling, he's probably leaving. Right? You wish him well.
Yeah.
Look what you've done for us. That's what you want as a program. You don't want this childish crap that's going on behind the scenes in Oxford. And I know that now the offensive staff is coming back to help coach the Ole Miss team. And, you know, now it looks like Lane Kiffin is some, you know, holier-than-thou guy that he's helping out the Ole Miss team. I don't believe any of that. I think it's a little self-serving and somehow, and he'll find it a way to be self-serving.
He's trying to repair his image.
Right. But it doesn't have to be like that. I wish there was more like what we saw from, like, Matt Campbell. Because how many times could Matt Campbell have left? You know? I mean, how many times, and I don't know how much of this you read, but
just this year alone.
Well, right. I read a lot of it, but mainly a lot of it is because of my work. But when these jobs come open, people put out stories, who's the best fit? And we do it a lot at The Athletic. I mean, Bruce Feldman does it. Chris Vanini does it. Everybody does it. So I read a lot of those stories. And I guarantee you every one of these jobs, Florida, LSU, Ole Miss, Auburn, Penn State, Virginia Tech, every one of those this year, and it's been like this for several years, Matt Campbell's name was on the list.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that. It's a lot like Kirby and not leaving Bama forever when people said, oh, Kirby's the next guy at
South Carolina.
X and X and X.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State, and he ain't going to no damn Oklahoma State.
No.
And Oklahoma and this and that and, you know, Michigan State. And he ain't going to Michigan. Come on, man. He ain't going to those
places. Well, he also had Saban.
Right.
You know, on his shoulder going, hey, don't wait.
And I think that's what's
going on. It's coming. Georgia's coming.
I think that's what's going on with Glenn Schumann, with Kirby. Although I'm surprised one of these schools didn't hire Glenn Schumann this
year. Well, I bring it up again. Will Muschamp, I asked him directly, is Glenn Schumann going to be a head coach in 2026? And he said he'll be a head coach one day.
I'm surprised one of these schools isn't smart enough to see what that guy brings. Look at the Georgia defense now and what it was in September.
Mm-hmm.
And Kirby made a point of this Saturday. I don't know if you heard it in the post game. He said, that's Glenn Schumann and that staff's defense. That's
oh, yeah.
My defense.
Yeah, exactly.
That was almost like he was selling him
yep. To
why is somebody not hiring him as a head coach. And he ain't going to Southern Miss or Memphis, you know, these kinds of jobs. He's going to, you know, name Power 5 school that's going to have a job next year. He's going to one of those kind of jobs.
Yeah, well, and look, I mean, I see it on message boards, you know, in the Facebook groups and all that stuff. I mean, people have been saying for a long time, oh, yeah, Schumann's not really the D.C., it's Kirby. Everybody knows it's Kirby. They said the same thing about Kirby when he was under Saban. Oh, that's Saban's defense. Saban's that's not defense. Kirby.
Absolutely.
Well, Kirby's kind of turned into an okay head coach.
Kirby is, and I had somebody say this to me the other day. He's like, he's Saban now. I was like, nobody is Saban.
No.
Don't say that.
No.
And don't compare him. And he's like, well, he is the closest to him. Yeah, he is. He's the best coach in.
Okay.
He's the best coach in college football. He's the best coach in college football.
Yeah.
He's
the most successful.
He's the most successful. I think he's the best. And here's what I like about it. And I'm not a Georgia fan. I don't cheer against Georgia. I'm not like, oh, come on, Alabama. You know, I'm not like that. And I'm very similar about Brent Key about this, too. He hasn't had the success as Kirby has, but it's very similar. You know what Georgia is. Georgia's going to be physical. They're going to play fast. They're going to play smart. Steve, you can watch a game and tell if a team is well-coached or not.
Oh, yeah.
And Georgia, when's the last time Georgia beat itself in a game? That South Carolina game in 2019 or whatever it was? Where you went.
That's the most egregious one.
Where you went, damn, Georgia, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's the most egregious one.
But that was just like your kicker.
But that was on the offense.
Right, and your kicker, you know. But
remember, Georgia's defense only gave up 10 points that day.
Right. But when's the last time you went, were they prepared for this game? I can't remember. Other than that.
Okay.
Steve, that's 6 years ago.
Well, yeah. So the two that, right. When I had to sit and think about it. Well, the Missouri game in 2022 at Missouri, the first three quarters.
But they won the game.
I know. But those first right. three quarters, it was like, guys.
But
like,
even.
Were you out the bars last night? What's going on?
Even, like, let's just look the last couple of years. The Alabama loss this year. I didn't feel like that after that game. I thought they were the better team. And I thought they were the more physical team. I just thought Alabama made a couple of plays and Georgia didn't.
Yeah, we turned the ball over deep in our own territory.
Right,
and
right.
Dropped an open touchdown pass.
The Alabama game last year was one of the craziest, wildest games you're ever going to see.
Yeah, now that first half,
you're like, oh, my God.
What in the world's going on?
Right. The Notre Dame game. I didn't feel like they were unprepared. They're playing without their starting quarterback. And half of their offensive line was
Yeah, that was the problem. The offensive line was just in shreds.
So I don't watch them play and go, man, what are they doing?
It's not a clown show.
And they don't look like they have to scheme up stuff to beat you. Like, and I kind of said this yesterday, Alabama looks like it has to scheme up the offense around its offensive line. Georgia doesn't. And I know that, look, they're throwing a lot of screens and whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about I got to find ways to keep you off my quarterback so I can run a play successfully.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Georgia, I just.
Oh, JT, as usual, comes up with the answer.
What's that?
Ole Miss last year at Ole Miss.
Now, that's true, too. Now, that one was bad. But there was also, like, the weather was bad. There was some fluky.
Yeah, but Ole Miss had to play in it, and they had their backup quarterback for a little while.
That one, that's a good one. But there was some fluky stuff in that game, too.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a good point.
And still won the SEC.
But that's one time
in
6 years. You know, it's just where everybody else, you watch them do it and you go, oh, like a couple times a year.
And again, you can't really blame that loss on the defense.
Right.
I mean, the offense was terrible in that game. Right. Ole Miss. But anyway.
But no, I'm surprised Schumann, like I would have thought Auburn, I don't think Florida was going to hire him. And I know there were some people talking about that in midseason. But I don't think, I wouldn't go to Arkansas if I was him. That's a job you go to for 3 years, and then you're looking for a new job
right. Soon
enough. But I'm surprised Auburn or one of these schools. Like, I thought he would do a hell of a job at Virginia Tech, although I do like who Virginia Tech hired, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny to me, like, it feels like the two best hires were Virginia Tech hiring James Franklin and then Penn State hiring James Franklin's replacement.
Right.
It's weird how that worked
out.
Well,
Summerall to Florida is a pretty good.
And I think Summerall's right there.
Solid.
I
mean,
right. If it's not those two, I think Summerall's the best. I think Summerall's right there.
If your enemies are going, man, you made
That's a
pretty
good
hire
man.
You probably made a good hire.
Right, right. No, I love the Summerall hire. I do. And I don't really dislike the Auburn hire. You know, we'll see about Arkansas. We'll see. I don't know how LSU's going to work out. I know it's the big splash hire, but will it work out? They made the big splash hire last time.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out. I don't know about Pete Golding, what to find out, and in some of the other ones, you know, we just don't know. But, the thing about it is we could be going through this here at Mercer in a week or so if there is a coaching change here. If Coach Jacobs decides to leave, I hope he doesn't for us selfishly. But again, if that's what he wants to do, I'll become a big fan of whoever he's coaching if he leaves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so that'll be, we'll see how that plays out. But it is out there. You know, I've had two people text me from two different organizations, journalistic organizations today saying, hey, we're hearing this about him at two different jobs.
Yeah.
So,
there's smoke.
Yeah, where there's smoke, sometimes we'll see. But and you know what's going to happen at this kind of program. You know, you've got – that's what Jim Cole's job is. It's to keep hiring good coaches. And he's done that. Obviously, you can tell he's done that in all of his positions. Look at all the conference championships they've won.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see – you know, how that plays out. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We want to talk about some of the stuff you've got there. So we'll do that right after this. In the
morning. Hi, this is Emily Ninney, and you're listening to 100.9 The Creek. The deeper the roots, the better the music.
Escape to Jail Creek Farms Winery, where every sip tells a story. Nestled in the heart of Jeffersonville, the veteran-owned micro winery offers a taste of Georgia's finest fruit wines aged in local barrels. Enjoy wine tastings, flights, or a refreshing wine slushy in their charming country setting. Just 3 miles off I-16, your journey to relaxation begins here. Jail Creek Farms Winery, 1151 Highway 96, West Jeffersonville, Georgia, where Southern charm meets the art of winemaking. Visit today and toast to unforgettable moments. Jail Creek Farms Winery, where they lock up the flavor in every bottle.
Craving something truly unique? Try Ingleside Village Pizza. Our pies are hand-tossed, topped with the freshest ingredients, and made with love daily. From the ultimate village to the village veggie, every bite is a blast of flavor. Plus, don't miss out on our sloppy breadsticks. It's a game changer. Call us at 478-750-8488 or visit us at 2395 Ingleside Avenue, Ingleside Village Pizza. Serving up great pizza for over 30 years.
The Big House is where the Allman Brothers Band called home in their early years, creating a mysticism and legacy as they formed a sound and shaped a timeless music we now know as Southern Rock. Today, that legacy is carried on and the history is preserved at the Big House Museum. Located at 2321 Vineville Avenue in Macon, Georgia, the Big House Museum is the premier destination for all things Allman Brothers. The Allman Brothers Band Museum at the Big House guarantees that the dreams, music, and legacy created so long ago by the band will live on. Visit us Thursday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information or to purchase tickets online, find us on Facebook or at thebighousemuseum.com. So head on down Highway 41 and take a trip to the Big House today.
Since 1971, Grant's Lounge, the birthplace of Southern Rock, has been ground zero for live music in Macon, Georgia. Enjoy the all-new food menu featuring Nashville Hot Chicken Tenders, the Grant's Burger, and, of course, the famous Pork Chop Sandwich. Kick off every week Wednesday with the Songwriters Showcase at 7:30. And Thursday, enjoy Happy Hour followed by karaoke presented by Fresh Produce Records. Get ready to jam this first Friday with K-Mo and Friends at 9. And Saturday, enjoy live music with Ashes and Shy Company. And don't forget about these upcoming shows. Friday, December 12th, Sam Morrow and Sweet Diesel. Friday, December 19th, Evan Bensel. And Saturday, December 20th, A Very Jerry Christmas 7 featuring Direwolf. Join us for a show, a cold beer, and a famous pork chop sandwich. And don't forget, if you can't make it down to Grant's, you can bring a taste of Grant's home to you through DoorDash. All new menu items available online now.
Welcome back to Creekside Sports with Daniel Shirley and Steve Norris.
Welcome back, Daniel and Steve. Since Steve's going to be out for the next month, there's going to make this the last half hour is the Steve.
It's almost a month, isn't it? Yeah. Today's the 9th, and we won't be back to the 5th.
Yeah,
so you're
going to be gone for a while.
It is almost a month.
We'll do the Steve Norris half hour
now. Yeah, there we go. we've got the Georgia High School State Championship games.
They start tomorrow, right?
They start today,
I think.
That's yeah,
right.
Yeah. Worth County's in it. My dad went to Worth County in the 60s.
Sylvester.
And my uncle, my dad's youngest brother, his half-brother, actually, Scott, played quarterback for Worth County in the early 80s.
Cool.
Yeah. So
that is a cool.
Went to Georgia, and it was actually a backup.
Have you ever been to that little stadium?
It's been a long time, but yeah,
it is a fun little stadium.
Yeah,
I love that, that's cool.
And my first cousin
games today. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. My first cousins went to Worth County, Shonda and Holly.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm pulling for Worth County today. But a little stat: Carrollton is back in the state championship game. Oh. Their coach is the highest paid coach in the state of Georgia, high school coach. Do you know how much it makes?
Joey King, right?
Yep.
I mean, you make six figures.
Yeah.
100 and...
Higher.
40.
Higher.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I meant to look it up. I think it's like 212,000.
Is that right? Now, he's probably the AD too, but...
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
But... You know how many state championships he's won?
Zero.
Zero. Do you know when the last time Carrollton won a state championship?
It's been a little bit, hasn't it?
1998.
Is that right?
Yes.
And they're playing Buford. That could be two of the best teams in the country.
Yeah. So that's a big game for them. I mean, they pay a lot of money. They didn't win one with Juju as their quarterback,
right,
which shocked me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they keep running into the Bufords of the world. Now, Buford hasn't won a state championship since, like, 21. So,
which is hard to believe.
Yeah, so it's one of those, you know, immovable object gets hit by the unstoppable force or whatever.
I'm trying to find the schedule.
Yeah,
I
want to say Carrollton and Buford are tonight at like 8 o'clock. I think Worth County plays at like 2 or something like that.
Well, this says they're the 16th. That's
really?
Next week.
Is it next week? Okay.
Yeah. I guess they're taking a week off.
Yeah.
I thought the games were this week.
I was thinking they were too, but I guess it is next week.
On the GHSA website, I guess it is next week. Okay. I thought they were playing this week, but it says it's the 15th, so that's next week.
Okay.
So,
well,
Worth County will play Toombs, yeah, in the Division
1A.
Single A, Division 1.
Single, right.
And then the other championships, Single A Division 2 is Bowdoin and Lincoln County. And then Creekside versus Benedict.
We keep getting tagged.
We get tagged.
Creekside Sports keeps getting tagged.
That's the 4A
by the GHSA.
Game. Right. The 2A game is Hapeville and Charter. You mentioned the 6A game, Carrollton and Buford. Then the private schools are Calvary Day and Hebron Christian.
Mm-hmm.
AAA is Jefferson and Sandy Creek. And then the 5A, they still – oh, maybe they had to push these back because they had that issue in the
– oh, with the Gainesville and Brunswick.
Yeah.
They had that fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
So the Thomas County Central and Roswell and then Gainesville and Rome, they still –
now, that's one I want to watch, yeah. Thomas County Central and Roswell.
Right. So
Central, as they like to be called.
Yes. Don't call them TCC.
They don't like that. All right. Well, one other thing. Wanted to talk about. So let's talk about the preseason top 25 and how they finished. Oh. How many finished unranked in the top 25? I counted it up yesterday and I forgot. But here, let's see. 12 of the top 25 in the preseason rankings finished unranked.
Well, I know of at least two because they're playing each other in the Pinstripe Bowl, Clemson and Penn State.
Yep, well, that's the top two. Number two, right. Penn State finished unranked with a 6-6 record, and Clemson was number four with a 7-5 record. Can you guess who it was after that was unranked?
Wow. Unranked.
I mean,
you were in the preseason poll.
It's a big one. In the news a lot lately.
LSU.
There you go.
LSU, right. LSU was the top. Right. They were
number 9.
Top 10.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
Correct.
Is one. So yep. That's four. How many did you say there were?
They were number 13. There were 12.
Half
basically
of them.
Half of the top 25 finished unranked. That's all you need to know
that
about these preseason rankings. Which are, again, all about entertainment.
And is this the AP? This is the AP ranking, the final AP ranking.
I believe so, yeah. Well, right.
Florida.
Yep.
Auburn.
They were number 15. No, Auburn was not in the top 25.
Auburn wasn't ranked. Florida State.
No.
They weren't ranked?
They were not ranked in the top 25.
Wow,
not in the preseason.
Well, they got Florida State right. They were ranked after week one.
Well, probably, yeah. But,
wow.
Yeah, some of these are going to be hard to think of.
Some of them are there's probably some group of five in there, too.
Yeah, there's one.
Boise State.
Boise State.
Boise State's one because they did not finish ranked.
Right.
How many other SEC ones are there?
Let's see.
I'm trying to think.
None.
Arizona. It's not Arizona State because they finished ranked.
No, there's one. I'm sorry. There is one SEC team that was in the top 25, but did not finish ranked. Did not finish ranked. Finished 8-4.
And not ranked
and
at
not,
8-4.
Not in the top 25.
Missouri.
No.
No.
Nope.
Who is it?
Tennessee.
Tennessee's not. Oh, because they lost last week.
That's right. Number 24. Where they were ranked number 24.
Right. Tell me the other ones.
All right. So after LSU, I'm just going to go through the rankings here.
Okay.
Arizona State was number 11.
They're not ranked right now?
It says they're unranked with an 8-4
okay.
record.
Okay.
Number 12, Illinois.
Illinois, right.
8-4 record, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Then, you already said South Carolina and Florida. Oh, SMU.
SMU, that's
SMU,
right.
8-4 record.
Right.
And not finished in the top 25.
Not bad. Not bad, but not good enough to be ranked.
Right. Number 17 was Kansas State.
Kansas State.
Unranked. 6-6 record. Their coach just retired.
Yeah.
Yep. Iowa State.
Right.
Number 22. They had an 8-4 record.
And we just talked about their coach leaving.
Correct. And then you named the others, Tennessee and Boise State. But
wow.
But yeah, Texas Tech was number 23. And of course, now they're
probably the highest jump.
Let's see. Ohio State was number 3. Georgia was number 5. Who am I leaving out?
Where was Indiana ranked?
Oh, Indiana. They were ranked number 20.
So they were the highest.
Texas Tech made the biggest jump.
Texas Tech and Indiana made the biggest jump.
Yeah, okay. By far. Okay. Yep. So anyway, yeah.
It's crazy.
Again, found that interesting.
12 of 13 were wrong.
Correct.
Including three high teams that were wrong. Look, I do a podcast with my friend about Clemson football, and we did it Sunday when they announced the bowl game. I told him we're going to look back on this year in 15 years as a Clemson fan and say that was a lost year. Because the ACC is right there for the taking.
Yeah.
And if you win the ACC, you're probably going to be seeded high enough to get a home game and, you know, maybe make a run. Who knows? But I look at the country right now and say there's three teams that Clemson probably can't play with. Georgia, Ohio State, and Indiana. Everybody else I think they could beat. If they'd have not been stupid this year.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens. That's how you go from number 4 team in the country to 7-5.
Yep.
In 4 months.
Correct. All right, I got another one for you here.
Okay.
So Kirby Smart is now the dean, as they say, of SEC coaches, right?
Right.
All right, so let's just say he retires tomorrow. Who is the new dean of SEC coaches?
All right, because I might think about this for a second.
And there's only one. In other words, there would be only one coach.
Eli Drinkwitz.
Correct. Well played.
Yeah.
2020, he was hired by Missouri.
Right, because – and then probably Heupel would be second, right?
Well, I was going to say, so after Eli Drinkwitz, there were four that were hired in 2021.
So Heupel.
Heupel was one of them.
Hold on, let me think about it.
You should know one of these.
It's not Auburn. It's not Florida. It's not LSU. It's not Ole Miss.
It's like we're playing a Price is Right
it's
pricing game.
I'm doing the higher.
821, 822,
don't fall off the mountain.
Climber, dude.
Elko. He was the next year. Sarkisian.
No, he was 2024.
Was he?
Elko.
That's right. He's only been there. Sarkisian.
Correct. All right. So you got Heupel, Sarkisian.
Sarkisian.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Clark Lea.
Oh, correct. 3 out of 4.
That's 3.
All right.
Beamer.
There you go.
Yeah.
Shane Beamer, 2021.
Wow.
After that, no one was hired in 2023.
Right.
One of those odd years, right?
And then you mentioned Elko.
Yeah, and then you got 3 for 2024, DeBoer, Lebby, and Elko.
Lebby.
Yeah,
right.
Lebby
none
and
last year.
Yeah, and then you...
6 this year.
And then no one in 2025.
Yeah, right, and then 6 this year.
Yeah.
Wow. Jeez.
And no one in 17, 18, or 19 is still around.
So Kirby is it.
And he's in by 4 years.
And if he leaves, right, then...
Which he's not, but I mean, you know. Weird.
It's crazy, crazy world that these college coaches live in. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, and you would have thought Eli Drinkwitz would have, you know, considered leaving for one of these big jobs, but I guess he's decided Missouri's it. And
they went 8-4 and gave him a big contract.
Yeah.
And they were this close, and I've got my fingers together. If you can't see that on the radio.
Yeah.
To lose in Arkansas and being 7-5.
Yeah.
That would not have been good.
Well, maybe they, one of the few schools that used some common sense and said, look, this guy's
taking money on players.
Yeah. He's taking us to places we've never been.
Right.
In the SEC.
I mean, they won 10 games last year.
Well, they have been to the SEC championship, but that was a different world.
Right. But they won 10 games last year.
Yeah.
Just last year. So
beat Ohio State.
Yep. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show and wrap up Steve's year.
Yay.
Right after this.
Hey, this is Buffalo Nichols. You're listening to the sound and soul of Central Georgia, 100.9 The Creek.
Are you tired of that damp, musty crawl space? Call the Trench Guys today and transform under your home. With our cutting-edge crawl space encapsulation and waterproofing services, you can say goodbye to mold, mildew, and moisture. Don't wait. Call today, 478-707-7000. 7799 for a free inspection and let us secure the health of your home. Remember, Trench Guys, moisture gone, freshness on. We dig it.
Ready to put local on your grocery list? Visit Poplar Street Farmers Market, Macon's sole producer-only farmers market, sponsored by First Choice Primary Care. Located in the heart of downtown, Poplar Street Farmers Market is a hub for community and local food. Every Wednesday, you'll find seasonal fruits and vegetables, flowers and plants, meat and seafood, eggs, local honey, baked goods, and artisan items. Poplar Street Farmers Market accepts and matches EBT, doubling your dollars when you use food stamps at the market. Visit the market every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 3 to 6 p.m. on Poplar Street between MLK and 3rd. And to see what's new, visit poplarstfarmersmarket.com.
Carriage Hills Bottle Shop is Macon's go-to place for the best selection of beer, wine, spirits, and even non-alcoholic beverages. Check out their huge selection of bourbons, including exclusive barrel picks. Carriage Hills also offers a wide variety of wine, including the popular natural and pet nat varieties. If you don't see what you're looking for, just ask and they'll special order it for you. From amazing selections to the best customer service, Carriage Hills Bottle Shop is the place to go for all your beverage needs. Find them at 3825 Northside Drive in Macon and follow them on Instagram at Carriage Liquor to stay informed about new products.
Hey, it's Daniel Shirley from Creekside Sports. If you can't tune into the show or you want to go back and listen again, you can now get Creekside Sports as a podcast. Every day you'll get our daily show delivered to you, plus several times a week I record a second hour with additional in-depth interviews with writers, experts, and friends. Creekside Sports, the podcast, is available on all major platforms. Subscribe now and never miss a show.
Want laundry that's soft, fresh, and odor-free? Here's a laundry hack you'll want to try. Add Odoban to your final rinse cycle. Odoban works as a fabric freshener, softener, and static clean reducer all in one. It eliminates tough odors at the source while leaving clothes and linens with long-lasting freshness. Just add a cup of Odoban concentrate to the fabric softener dispenser or during the final rinse cycle. Use as directed on the label. Made right here in Middle Georgia. For a full list of Odoban products and retailers, visit odoban.com. That's O-D-O-B-A-N.com.
Make life fresh with Odoban.
Welcome back to Creekside Sports, Daniel Shirley and Steve Norris.
Welcome back, Daniel and Steve. Steve will be out until January 5th. JT's going to be here the rest of the week, so looking forward to that. And then we'll have some other guests also sitting in for Steve again. We'll be here the rest of this week. We'll be here all next week. And then Monday, Tuesday of the following week, which is the 23rd. And then we'll be out after that for a while. So, you know, want to have everybody enjoy the holidays and enjoy their families and all that stuff. So, looking forward to that. So, it should be a lot of fun. You got anything else over there? Is that the only ones you had?
Yeah, I do have a question for you.
Okay.
Is the bowl system as we know it on life support?
I don't believe so, because I believe it has survived that kind of talk before. Now,
yeah, but you got players opting out. You've got schools opting out
now. It's different when schools opt out than when players opt out. The Notre Dame thing hurts. And I am not a fan of Notre Dame. I have eased up on Notre Dame with Marcus Freeman as the coach.
Mm-hmm. I think we all have.
But if he leaves, I hope they go 0-12 every year.
Correct.
Unless they play South Carolina, and then I hope they're 1-11.
Yeah, like when they had Brian Kelly. I mean, no love lost.
When
there.
Clemson ran up and down the field on them in the playoff, I loved that almost as much as Clemson beating Alabama for the championship.
When I went to the Georgia game at Notre Dame in 2017. Right. Man, that was, what a victory that was.
Right.
And by the way, Notre Dame opting out of your bowl game, Georgia fans took over your stadium in 2017. I bought my tickets from a guy who said he was a professor. Now, he may not have been, but he looked like one. But, I mean, Daniel, they stepped aside like a bullfighter and let us take over their stadium.
It's not the same there as it is here. People, right. I mean, people love it, but they don't live it.
Right.
That's two different things. I mean.
And that was under Brian Kelly that
right,
that happened.
Right. They had a good team, too.
Yeah.
They hadn't become what they
were. It came down to basically the last play of the game.
Right. He was still building, but they had a good team.
Yeah.
But.
They made the playoffs.
No, I they've got to find. And David Hale said this on the podcast yesterday. They need to take the chalkboard and erase the schedule and say, okay, if we wanted to start the sport right now, what would the schedule look like? And David made a point. He said, play the bowl games week one.
Yeah, I've said that for a while.
Invite teams.
Let's play the bowl games first and do it quick.
Right. Invite teams to a bowl game in August.
Yep.
When the weather's nice, everybody's excited about their team. They probably travel to the game, play the games, play the season. Now, figure out what you want to do with the championship games. How many teams in the playoff? He said 24. I think that's a little too much for me.
Yeah, it's a little.
But, he said, I guess Drinkwitz said make it 24. But the first round is the conference championship games. So that counts as a playoff,
I can buy that.
And however that works into the rest of the field.
I can buy that.
Give those teams a bye. You mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah.
And then play a 16-team playoff. I'm okay with that. I also would take the early signing period and put it in July. Because, that's in the way.
Yeah.
In the middle of the season.
I'm down with that.
And then you look, if you don't want to sign in July, don't sign in July. You don't have to.
Right.
Sign in February.
That's what a lot of people don't know. You don't have to sign.
You don't have to sign in December. You don't have to sign in February.
I mean, and that was true 10 years ago.
Right.
You didn't have to sign.
You don't have to sign. I mean.
It was more about show.
Right. Right. Remember when Roquan signed his paperwork
and
didn't send it to UCLA and then ended up at Georgia a week later?
Yeah, because the Falcons hired their coach.
Right, right. And he lied about it. He said he wasn't going to the Falcons.
Yeah.
And then he did. But, I kind of like it. Look, everything's going to blow up in 2030 anyway. Right? What are the conferences? One of the main problems is the conferences are too big. There's too many. I mean, there needs to be whatever the next iteration is of college football. And I saw, you remember we were talking the other day about 80 teams and 70 teams and who would be in what.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an 80-team league for college football. Now, is that also 80s for college baseball and everything else? I don't know, but that's a separate discussion. But 80-team college football league, and it was 18 conferences. And everybody played everybody in their conference. And then you play a couple other.
You mean 8-10 teams?
8-10 teams.
Yeah, because of the 9-game schedule.
Yeah, I'm sorry. 8-10-team conferences. I said that backwards.
Right.
So everybody plays everybody in your conference. That's 9 games. You play 3 more games. And it was based on geography. So, like, the Southeast was Clemson, and there's Midwest, and then there's, whatever.
Right.
But the Southwest was like, or Southeast was like Georgia, Georgia Tech, Clemson, Florida State, Florida.
Miami,
what is that? I think it was like Alabama, Auburn, somebody else.
A murder conference.
And then there was like the Mid-Atlantic was North Carolina, Duke, Louisville, Kentucky, Virginia Tech, whatever.
Right.
And it was awesome looking.
Yeah.
And you go.
The traditionalists don't hate it.
And you go, but damn, I'm an SEC guy. Yeah. Okay. Or I'm an ACC guy. Whatever. But it's better than what we have now.
Yeah.
Right? Where.
Well, ask the Pac-8 guys how they feel about this now.
Well, and look. And I asked David, I said, how's the ACC going to respond to what happened Saturday night. You know, look, if Virginia just wins that game, none of that, I mean, the problem is still not fixed, but it's not right in front of your face.
Well, Virginia won, they would be in, and Miami would Miami, not probably, right?
Right. And I think
I don't know if they get two ACC teams.
No. It would have been one or the other.
Right.
And I think Miami has a much better chance to go deeper in the field than Virginia.
Yeah.
But
just lost the wrong games.
And as David said, David said this yesterday. He said, I think they got the right 12 teams in. I think they just went about it the wrong way. And that's what we do in college football. We end up most of the time at the right spot at the end of the road, but we zigzagged our way through across country to get there.
Yeah. Now, contractually, they had to take the two G5 teams, right? Was that the deal?
No, they have to take five highest-ranked conference champions. They don't have to be G5. It's just they have to be five highest-ranked. And they ranked James Madison over Duke, so yes, they have to take them. But if they had ranked Duke over James Madison, they would have taken Duke over James Madison.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But Duke had five losses.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
They're not ranking them over a team with... What, they got one loss? James Madison got one loss.
Yeah, they lost to
Louisville.
Louisville.
On a Friday night.
Yeah.
On the road. And then beat the brakes off everybody else in their conference.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, so they had to take them. And people saying, oh, we'll leave them out. Again, you want to leave them out, there's a lawsuit the next hour.
Yeah.
You know. And I was having this discussion with some friends of mine yesterday. And I said, well, if we're going to leave them out of football, let's leave them out of basketball, too. You know? I mean, if that's what we're doing. And their response was, football's different than basketball. It's different than every other sport.
It is.
It is, but you can't make rules based on that.
No, but, I mean, you can't turn the football tournament into the basketball tournament.
No, you can't. You absolutely can't.
Can't have, you know,
right.
48
no.
teams.
No, but
whatever.
You also can't shut out the access for the G6 because it will,
right.
Again, there will be a lawsuit. Either you have to give them access or you have to fund their own championship.
Yeah.
And that's what this next iteration is going to be. There's going to be the Power Championship, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
however they get to it, whatever, if it's two conferences or if it's 10 or 8, whatever. Whatever that's going to be, that's going to be a league. Then there's going to be the G5, G6, some of the FCS moves up. That's going to be a league. Then there's going to be the FCS. There's going to be the Division II and the Division III, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know?
You think Georgia Southern goes back to, like, FCS?
They would be in that second group they're in now. But they would have a much better chance to win a national title.
Right.
I think Mercer would stay. I don't think Mercer would move up to the group of six conglomerate.
Right.
I think North Dakota would. I think Montana, those schools would.
Yeah.
But I think Mercer would actually have a chance to win a national title in this third group. You know, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
You can't really call it FCS anymore. I mean, because these others will have a playoff too.
Yeah.
You know, so. But that's, you know, when that's going to happen, it's 2030, 31, 32, because the CFP contract runs out.
Right.
The TV contracts all run out. ESPN's with ACC and SEC, the Fox with the Big Ten and the Big 12, whatever the Pac 2, 6, 8 is going to be. Theirs right. is going to run out. They all run out at the same time. So that's when all this is happening.
Right.
It's just not going to happen before then.
That's the Armageddon.
Right. The biggest change coming up is going to 16.
Yeah. Which
will that be next year or the year after?
I think it's next year.
At the latest, it'll be the year after.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. After what happened with Notre Dame.
Right.
They'll use
now,
that as
they've got
excuse.
Some kind of weird deal that if they're ranked in the top 12, they're in.
Yeah,
starting
that's right.
next year.
That's right.
But even that is still a weird thing.
And it's also in there as a clause. If it moves to 14, they're automatically in, or 16. They will still automatically be in as long as they're in the top 12, 14, or 16.
Right, right. There's a lot of it. Yeah,
you're up in the afternoon drive, baby.
Yep.
See ya.
We'll be back tomorrow on Creekside Sports.
WNEX-FM, Perry, Macon, Warner Robin.
And now for my next number.
Okay, buddy, start playing.
Back to the sound and soul of Central Georgia. 100.9, The Creek.